Hello, exam seekers. I'm Patty, and today I bring some new content for you. Today, the topic is A2 Key Reading Part 4 Multiple Choice Close. For the past few weeks, I've been talking about the Cambridge English A2 Key, former CAT. The Cambridge A2 Key Reading and Writing Exam is divided into 7 parts. Part 1, multiple choice. Part 2, multiple matching. Part 3, multiple choice. Part 4, multiple choice close. Part 5, open close. Part 6, guided writing. And part 7, picture story. Today, I'm covering part 4, multiple choice close. Before we dig into the multiple choice close sample, let's review what a close test means. According to the Cambridge Dictionary, a close test is a test consisting of a piece of text with words missing that you have to fill in. This means that this part of the exam consists of a short text with 6 numbered spaces. These spaces should be filled with one of the 3 provided words. Each correct answer will provide candidates with 1 mark. This part tests understanding of words within a context. The main focus is on vocabulary, but a small amount of grammar may also be tested. There are some ways to take this test. You can either skim the text to find out the topic and general meaning, only then reading carefully the sentences around the spaces to figure out the word needed, or go straight to the blanks and read the sentences around to choose the correct word to complete the gap. I personally usually go straight to the gaps to avoid wasting time. I read the sentences carefully and read alternatives to choose the one that I believe fits the space correctly, only then going to the next space. So let's go straight to the text. Here's a sample text. William Perkin was born in London in 1838. As a child, he had many hobbies, including model making and photography. But it was the of chemistry that really interested him. At the age of 15, he went to college to study it. While he was there, he was to make a medicine from coal. This didn't go well, but when he was working on the problem, he found out a chip to make the color purple. At that, it was very expensive to make clothes in different colors. William knew he could make a business out of his new color. Helped by his father and brother, William, his own factory to make the color. It sold well, and soon purple clothes very popular in England and the rest of the world. Here are the alternatives. 1. A. Class. B. Subject. C. Course. 2. A. Thinking. B. Trying. C. Deciding. 3. A. Way. B. Path. C. Plan. 4. A. Day. B. Time. C. Hour. 5. A. Brought. B. Turned. C. Opened. And 6. A. Began. B. Arrived. C. Became. As you can see, the first gap is on the second sentence. So, we need to read the first sentence to understand what is needed. So, here's the first paragraph again. Listen up. William Perkins was born in London in 1838. As a child, he had many hobbies, including model making and photography. but it was the of chemistry that really interested him. At the age of 15, he went to college to study it. The alternatives for this gap are A. Class, B. Subject, C. Course. If we hadn't read the first paragraph, we could think that chemistry mentioned in the sentence could be a class, subject, or course, indeed. However, by reading what comes before, we understand that we are talking about a period of time when people have chemistry as a school subject. Not a class, nor a course. Therefore, the alternative is subject. Alternative B. Let's go to the next gap. While he was there, he was to make a medicine from coal. This didn't go well, but when he was working on the problem, he found a chip to make the color purple. In this sentence, there are two gaps. The alternatives for the first gap are A. Thinking, B. Trying, C. Deciding. If you think about dependent prepositions, we can eliminate the first alternative, because only trying and deciding collocate with to. Thinking collocates with about. Moreover, the following phrase, this didn't go well, tells me that there was a failed attempt, which means that the word that fits the gap is trying, alternative B. As we continue, we need a noun to fit between cheap to make. The alternatives are A, way, B, path, C, plan. The best word to fit this space is solution. However, this is not an alternative, so we need a synonym for solution in this case. We cannot use the word plan because even though plan means to think of something you can do to solve a problem, we don't find a plan, we make plans. Therefore, the word plan is not the alternative. The word path and way are synonyms, but the best one to use in this case is way, find a way, as a means to find a solution, find an alternative. So, alternative A. Well, this is how I would fill in these gaps. Now it's your turn to try. I hope that by showing you how I would do it, it helps you to try and do it by yourself. So, make sure you listen to the text again and the alternatives, of course, and try to fill in the gaps. If you have problems, make sure you let me know in the comments in the blog, exam-seekers.com or examseekers.wordpress.com. You can always buy the A2K books with practice tests to help you. I'll leave the links in the description. That's it for today. Please share this episode with the others and follow the blog on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Have a nice day. Thanks for listening to me. Oh, and check the blog to check the answers. Okie dokie. Thanks again and see you next time. Bye-bye.